Distinguished delegates to the Asian Religious Conference at Osaka in Japan. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to afternoon session of the second day today, the 15th of December, 2019. We now introduce you to Satan Hill from India and request you to address us. Satan Hill, please come.
My beloved children and brothers and sisters of Japan, immensely I feel in my heart with joy which is unspeakable to get the scope to address me to attend this religious conference. I thank you to conference committee members. I thank you to all the respected scholars and the saints in ancient order of different religions present in this conference. And I again thank you to the millions and millions of peoples of different classes and sects in all religions. My many, many thanks to the enlightened audience for their uniform kindness to me and for their appreciation of every thought. The present conference is one of the most august assembly ever held. It's indicating to all religions in the same platform. I am very fortunate to get the scope to deliver my speech in the enlightened scholar. Now I like to tell something about the religion. By its differentiate creating the violence around the world. Now let's start. What is religion? As per my own realization, religion is the open path to reach the final destination and to gain the liberation in our human life. Path is open, but we will have to walk on. Without walk, how I will reach? Overall, my religion is humanity, to maintain the equality and oneness of every human mind. God is one, so why I will differentiate with each other? Next, I will tell something about the necessity of spiritualism. Self-realization is the foundation and final destination to realize God. To create essence of spiritualism is needed in every human mind. At least some of them, if realize the inner sense of spiritualism, the violence will positively be vanished from this world. So need to create spiritual essence in every human mind. Our great sage, Lord Buddha, already told, a candle cannot burn without a fire. A human cannot live without a spiritual life. As one and only existence is God, our Creator, absolute truth. So, we will have to maintain this path. At the conclusion of my speech, I will tell about the nature, our protector. Our whole body is full of nature, around the world is full of nature, whole universe is full of nature, but we couldn't feel deeply to realize the nature. Due to our desire filled with illusion, we have no knowledge how nature is working in our body, how it's resisting all our difficulties. Do you know, one by one, what is the role of deep mountain, how it's saving our life? Do you know how reacting the desert to warm our body? Do you know how much resource and energy are producing the vast ocean to save our life? Can you feel the advantage of forest? We don't know how much oxygen is producing a single tree. Can you realize? No. In depth, nothing. We cannot realize anything. So always we are trying to fight with nature. To make the hydro project, we are destroying the mountain. We are filling with rubbish, waste material in the river, which is a part of ocean. We are searching the pearls and other minerals from ocean to increase the money, creating pollution, cutting the soil from river to earn money. We are planting a tree and after grown up, we are cutting this. We are killing this innocent tree only to run our business. Even I am trying to visit to the moon, where oxygen is very less, forcefully doing hurdles. Why? After invention of moon resin, can I solve my all problems? No, never possible. Just this is my curiosity. Moon moves in its own way. I cannot change its activity. We are doing those activities. Why? Is it showing our conscious mind as a developed human? Is it our moral duty to nature? Why we are destroying the nation means we are killing our protector, Father. Why? As we couldn't feel and realize the nature, as we have covered our sacred soul with illusion by desire, always attached with negative activities, we have filled our mind by junk thoughts, always we are showing bad and harmful mentality. Is it our original duty in this life? Only a divine intellectual man is awakened. He knows what is his duty in this life. His soul is free from illusion. His mind is stable to take right decision. He knows how to control his mind. Nature is always pleased on him. We have much more power, but not utilizing properly. God is inside our body. We are creating illusion by involving so many desire activities to cover our soul and mind. So please awake and free from your desire activities. Save your mind by removing junk thoughts and not to do any harmful activities. Don't cut any tree. Don't lose any of the natural elements. Nature is our father, protector, friend. Otherwise, nature will become enemy. For this reason, so many natural disasters are happening, like tsunami, landslide, flood, super cyclone, earthquake, epidemic, pandemic, like plague in those disasters, most of them man-made disasters. We are creating due to destroying the nature. So please conscious to proper utilize the natural elements. Thank you so much to hear this speech after wasting your valuable time. My pronoun and respect to all.